You're listening to KNKX, and we continue our election 2017 coverage. The Seattle area has the nation's third largest population of homeless people after New York and Los Angeles. And the next mayor will be judged on how well she manages the crisis. Since Seattle last elected a mayor 4 years ago, homelessness has risen to be one of the most visible and polarizing issues in the city. 88.5's Will James looked into what both candidates are saying about the solutions.
As soon as the next mayor takes office, she'll be confronted with a scene like this. Dozens of tents and shelters built into the western slope of Beacon Hill along I-90.
The tents are tucked into the trees. There are mattresses scattered around. There are clotheslines. There are bicycles. A couple of dolls.
The encampment twists like a maze down out of the blackberry brambles to a section underneath the highway ramp.
I'm here in the middle of the day. There are not a lot of people around, but there are a couple. What's your name?
Kevin.
I ask him how Seattle's next mayor could help people like him in this encampment.
Make a difference in their life. Get them housing. That's all. You know, get them a place as far as give them some dignity and respect.
It's advice the next mayor is likely to follow. Both candidates, Jenny Durkin and Carrie Moon, support a philosophy called housing first. It's the idea that you need a stable home to even start dealing with other problems in your life, like finding a job or beating addiction. In fact, Moon and Durkin agree on a lot when it comes to long-term solutions for homelessness, so much that it can be hard to draw clear lines between them. Catherine Heinrichsen leads a Seattle University project to educate people on the topic of family homelessness. She also helped make a voter's guide this year outlining the candidates' positions on homelessness and found a lot of similarities.
I made a list of, I think, 15 things I've heard them talk about, including involving people who are homeless in the solution, building more affordable housing, funding for mental health and addiction services, tiny house villages, on and on and on.
But if you zoom in on the details, there are some differences, especially in how they plan to deal with the immediate problem of the nearly 4,000 people living outdoors in Seattle, some of them in encampments like the one in Beacon Hill.
I get a sense that they're talking to different people to form their strategies.
Carrie Moon, an urban planner, says the city should only disband encampments as a last resort. For instance, if one is in an unsafe place and gentler tactics don't get people to move.
If you just are throwing their lives further into chaos by removing them forcibly, throwing their stuff away, sometimes that's putting them into further danger than they were in the place that they chose for themselves. And it's also ineffective. Like, we've wasted all that money on the work to do the sweep, and they're just right back outside the next week.
Jenny Durkin, a former U.S. attorney, says the word sweep is outdated, and what the city does now is much more humane. Police and social workers go into encampments with an outreach approach and offer people shelter before moving them. And she supports that strategy.
It's not perfect, but they are really working hard to have a more compassionate approach. And I think, you know, if you have spent any time in these encampments, they are nowhere where people should be staying. I mean, they really are a squalor. They're unsanitary and unhealthy places.
Durkin also wants to create a team focused solely on reaching out to people living in cars and RVs. She says that population has unique needs. The candidates also emphasize different strategies when they talk about creating enough temporary shelter. Carrie Moon talks a lot about how Seattle has more than 100 city-owned properties that could be used for sanctioned encampments, so-called tiny house villages or RV parks.
90% of the folks who are sleeping outside now would come inside if we offered them a place that met their needs.
Jenny Durkin talks a lot about her plan to create 50 to 100 new shelter beds in each of the 7 city council districts. She hopes to do that in her first year.
We have to move people out of the tents, out of the cars, out of the doorways.
But if both candidates are calling for every corner of the city to make room for new shelter, that means the next mayor's success will depend on her ability to navigate neighborhood resistance to those sorts of projects. Catherine Heinrichsen of Seattle University says that is the real challenge.
Because we've seen so much pushback from neighborhoods on things even like building backyard cottages. So what I would really like to hear from them is, how will they actually make that happen? It's not like people haven't been trying for a long time.
She says on an issue where mayoral candidates seem to agree on a lot, voters may make their decision based on a gut feeling on who they trust to execute those solutions. Will James, 88.5 News.